What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, Tuesday afternoon means one thing. It means we survive Monday. I'm glad you're with us. It's a hot, you know, typical summertime weather, chance of some scattered showers this afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. We're still waiting for the official forecast for the 4th of July weekend. 4th of July is Friday. So for many of you, it's a very short week, and a lot of people, I think, are traveling this week. You know, I've talked about this a lot. Between Memorial Day and Labor Day, I've noticed this. I mean, I've been in the business a long time, as you know, and I've noticed this over the years, even when I was doing music radio. There is a different attitude that is so prevalent after Memorial Day and to Labor Day. And it's that summertime mentality. And it's something that if you think about it from first grade through 12th grade, for those of us who, you know, went to high school and finished, you know, that's 12 years of your life at very impressionable times in your life. And you were just conditioned to think that summertime was a time to relax, a time to take things less seriously. And I think that even in the business world, I think people take things less seriously in the summertime. So just, you know, something to think about. And, you know, we notice it. There are fewer calls in the summertime. And, you know, people are not as motivated to get riled up over things in the summertime. So, you know, we just deal with it and go with the flow. And we feel the mood. So, you know, we're in the same mood that you're in. All right. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. There is a new poll out showing that the number of Americans who are very proud to be Americans has hit the lowest point in history. Are you surprised? And why aren't you surprised? Why are you not very proud to be an American? Why are you still very proud to be an American? Well, we can talk about that on the show this afternoon. It's kind of appropriate as we, you know, work our way up toward the 4th of July, which is the birthday of America. I mean, I'm sure somebody can come up with an argument that it's not really the birthday of America. I mean, this is not actually the day that Jesus was born, so it's not really the birthday of America. I'm sure somebody can come up with an argument, but this is the day that we celebrate the birthday of America, and we will do that on this show. So we don't need to hear any technicalities about why it's not really the birthday of America, because this other thing happened. This is the day, 4th of July, that we recognize as the birthday of America. All right, so we'll talk about that. Now, the number is still high. There are still a lot of Americans who are very proud to be Americans, but it has hit the lowest point in history, which is interesting, but it's no surprise to me. We don't seem to know. I haven't heard too much more about the Idaho shooter who killed two firefighters, critically injured another. His grandfather was talking about his grandson. I haven't heard too much more about that. If something came out and I missed it, man, I'm sorry about that. But if we see anything or hear anything new or any breaking news about that, we'll pass it on. But again, I'm curious because the state of Idaho is really red. And if this guy, you know, they deleted all of his social media things. And I wonder if they're trying to protect the right, because this guy is aligned with the right. Again, I don't know. I'm speculating here. But I think in this day and age, we have to be skeptical about things. And I'm wondering if the lack of information is the Idaho police, in particular, the Coeur d'Alene. I mean, if Idaho is red, there's no part of Idaho that is more red, more conservative, more right-wing radical than the panhandle of Idaho around Coeur d'Alene. And having been there, I've talked about this a lot on the show. There's a reason that mentality breeds in that part of the country, because you're surrounded by mountains, you're covered by tall evergreens, and people feel sequestered mentally and emotionally, and they feel like they can, you know, do whatever they want and have the country they want to have there and do whatever they want. A lot of anti-government people, a lot of white nationalists are in that part of the country. It's really a disgusting part of the country, but it's beautiful. Scenery-wise, it's beautiful. If we could just get all those people out of there, it'd be a great place to go. So anyway, if anything new comes out, we'll let you know. But I'm just kind of wondering if there's going to be an attempt to protect his allegiance to the right. If indeed there is an allegiance to the right, if they're trying to protect that because they don't want the right to take a hit. But again, we shouldn't even worry about that, because just because there's somebody on the right who does this doesn't mean that everybody on the right supports this or would do this. I mean, there's just a tiny group of people on the right who have this anti-government, white nationalist, survivalist mentality. I mean, a tiny group on the right. That's no reason to indict the right for that. So anyway, also, Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. says that all Americans should be wearing some kind of fitness tracker to monitor their health. Do you wear one? And what are the benefits of that? Also, it looks like Elon Musk and Donald Trump are at it again. I love it. I mean, this is really exciting. I mean, get the popcorn, because this is like watching a movie. So, you know, they broke up, and then they kind of started to seem like they were going to try to get back together. And now they're really broken up over the big, not so beautiful bill. Elon Musk is calling for a new political party. He's also calling for everybody to vote against the bill. And he says that it's insane, and it's a spending bill that's going to hurt America. And Elon Musk is threatening to put money behind any primary candidate that goes up against anybody on Capitol Hill who votes for the bill. That's pretty powerful. Now, you see, Donald Trump has a lot of money, but Elon Musk has even more money. And so now there's a conversation about whether or not Donald Trump is going to deport Elon Musk. You know, I've talked about this over the years, because there are dates on the Scoot on the Air calendar that we talk about every year they come up. And these dates are about the Nixon administration trying to deport John Lennon because they thought he was a national security threat, because John Lennon was against the Vietnam War. So he was against the U.S. government. There were a lot of young people in America who were against the Vietnam War. And so the government was trying to deport John Lennon. It never did work. John Lennon stayed in this country, and I've pointed out the irony. I mean, had John Lennon been deported, he might still be alive today. But he won the right to stay in America only to be murdered. So it's a tragic story. But this idea, if you don't like somebody, if you don't like their opinion, you want to deport them? This is not America. This is not what America is supposed to be. I mean, this is just mean. This is just hateful. This is, again, the bully mentality. In other words, you can't outwit somebody, so you bully them. And that's what's happening here. I posted a video on Substack. Look, Ian pointed out a really important point for me to bring up. Substack is an app. So download the Substack app and then find Scoot on the Air. and join me there. So download the Substack app and then follow Scoot on the Air. I'd love for you to be with me there. It's a different audience. I love it. And I posted a video about Donald Trump just showing signs everywhere of being a bully. And that bullies are really inside. They're really very weak people. They're not strong, powerful people. They act like bullies, but it's only because they pick on the weak. But this idea of deporting Elon Musk is absurd. Today, President Donald Trump visited Alligator Alcatraz. That is the name for a detention center that has been quickly built in the Florida Everglades. And Donald Trump seemed to have a lot of fun talking about the idea that if anybody who goes to this detention center in the Florida Everglades, if anybody tries to escape, they will be eaten by an animal, by a big snake or an alligator. And Donald Trump even showed some kind of sign of if you want to try to outwit an alligator and outrun an alligator, you have to zigzag. You have to run in a zigzag direction. So keep that in mind if you encounter an alligator. Now, if it doesn't work, don't blame me. Blame Donald Trump, because he's the one who's giving out the information. But I think what bothers me, and I posted another video on Substack today right before the show, and it's something that we're going to be talking about on the show, but you can comment on it on Substack. If you can't, call into the show or send me a text. It's about Donald Trump seeming to have fun with the idea that if somebody tries to escape, they're going to be eaten. And these are people who are rallied up in these mass deportation raids. And the other problem that I have with the whole deportation thing is the quota. Whenever there's a quota, sometimes there is a temptation to sacrifice the rules to meet the quota. And it seems like a lot of people are going to get wrapped up in this quota of we've got to get, I think it's 20,000. It can't be 20,000 a day. I mean, I thought it was 3,000 a day. Then today I heard somewhere 20,000 a day, whatever it is. Stephen Miller wants everybody who's not white out of the country. That would be his ideal country. The son of a bitch should just, you know, go on and move to New Zealand or someplace where the population is overwhelmingly white. I mean, that's not America. That's not America. America is a country made up of a hell of a lot of different people. And a lot of American citizens are not white. American citizens are not all white. But it seems like Stephen Miller wants to get everybody out who's not white. He's a racist. And so he's feeding this. He's infected Donald Trump's brain. And so there's this quota about how many we have to round up illegal immigrants. Now, look, if you're in this country illegally, if you're a criminal, find them and get them out. But that's not motivated by a quota. That should be motivated by a standard. You're an illegal immigrant. You're a criminal. Get out. But Donald Trump ran on the idea of mass deportation. And so trying to live up to that, I think in trying to reach a quota, they're going to get some people who really shouldn't be deported. And so, as I mentioned yesterday, Donald Trump has now changed his mind again with immigration, and he's decided that what he's going to do is he's going to give special permission. There's going to be a special document, a special card that's going to allow some illegal immigrants, if they work in certain industries, to stay here. Well, that doesn't seem fair. But the whole idea of a quota is wrong. I remember in New Orleans years ago, and this was in the early 90s, when there was a quota for the meter maids. The meter maids had a quota. They had to write so many parking tickets per day. Well, in the quest for that, to reach a certain number, I saw meter maids write tickets on meters that had not yet run out. I saw meter maids occasionally, literally, taking their hand, and if it was close to running out, I saw meter maids hit with their hand as hard as they could, hit the meter to try to get it to click down, so it would be in violation. The car would be in violation. They did whatever they could to reach the quota. And so when there's a quota system, whatever the quota system is, there are people who will sacrifice standards to try to meet the quota. And that's not right. That's not the spirit of the law. You know, let's get the people who should be out and let's get them out. And everybody should come to this country legally. But there are people who never broke the law. Their parents brought them here and they're working and they're contributing to America. I think those people should stay, and there should be a good path to citizenship for those people. All right. Also, we have something else to talk about today. We have to talk about this new bill in Louisiana that eases restrictions when it comes to guns in school zones, around schools, and in certain areas of the French Quarter. Jason Williams pointed out yesterday, and I heard it in our news, that nobody's going hunting or fishing in the French Quarter. You do not need a gun in the French Quarter. Now, if your job is to carry money, if that's your job, and you need to carry money, especially late at night, you probably need a gun. You need a gun to protect the money that you're carrying. In certain situations, people do need guns. But the average citizen doesn't need a gun in the quarter. And if you thought you needed a gun to go to the quarter, why would you go to the quarter? If you think you need a gun to go to the quarter, then you're saying the quarter is so dangerous, I got to have a gun with me. Why would you go? I mean, go to the lakefront. There are so many places to go in New Orleans, you don't have to go to the quarter. So I agree with Jason Williams. There shouldn't be guns in the quarter if there's a way to work that out. As far as schools are concerned, there are going to be exceptions. There needs to be security guards at schools. I'm all for that. But, you know, we don't need to be giving people permission to have a gun everywhere. And the problem is there's a mentality out there of people who believe that they need guns. But what's interesting is the guns give them confidence that they wouldn't have without the gun. And sometimes that can lead to problems. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So how do you feel about guns everywhere? You know, we've got this constitutional carry in Louisiana now, voted on by the public, the legislature. I mean, I don't like it because I think it sends the wrong message to people who are too eager to want to bring a gun everywhere. And again, if you need a gun to go somewhere, why would you go? I don't know why anybody would not have an honest answer for that. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because there are people who tie their politics to owning a gun. By owning a gun, they are showing their right wing. It's part of their political ideology to own a gun. That's not what the Second Amendment is all about. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
WWL. You know, if you live in Louisiana and you look at this constitutional carry legislation, you know, you get the feeling that guns are the answer. Why do you think guns are the answer? I don't think guns are the answer. I am a supporter of the Second Amendment. And I know this is confusing to a hell of a lot of people, because since I don't think guns are the answer, people want to paint me as some kind of wacko liberal who's against the Second Amendment. I'm not. I'm a gun supporter. I support your right to keep and own firearms. I support the Second Amendment, but I don't think guns are the answer. And every day, almost every day in the news, even here in New Orleans, we learn that guns are not always the answer. And there are people who think that if I've got a gun, everything's okay. Man, that's not the case. And if you use that gun at the wrong time and shoot somebody when you're not supposed to shoot them, guess what? You are going to prison. Want to go to prison? Do the wrong thing with a gun, you're going to prison. And there are a lot of people in prison right now who thought the gun was the answer, and it wasn't. And their asses are in prison right now. So, again, I'm uncomfortable with the mentality that suggests, but this is a right-wing mentality. It's not all conservatives. It's not all Republicans. But it's certainly not a left-wing mentality. It's a right-wing mentality. And it's tied to politics. People have tied their guns to their political views. And owning a gun makes a lot of, not everybody, but makes a lot of people feel like they're more right. I'm more conservative. I'm more right wing because I have a gun. Nobody wants to admit that, but it's true. And nobody should go anywhere that they would not go without a gun. So why are you bringing a gun? Why? Tell me why you're bringing a gun to the French Quarter. The Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870.
This is Senate Bill 101. It was signed by the governor on June 20th, and it takes effect on August 1st.
Yeah.
So 1 month from today is when this will all change officially.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about it then as well. And it just really opens up things for guns to be in the French Quarter, and I don't think that's a good idea. Again, why would you go? I'm not going somewhere if I think I need to bring a gun. I've talked about this with the little thug punks that go to a six-year-old birthday party. Big family celebration, families all getting together. Some people get into an argument. They pull out guns and start shooting at each other, and innocent people get killed. Why did you go to a birthday party if you thought you needed to have a gun? I mean, what's the answer to that? If you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Bob in Mississippi. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. I don't think that was a nice comment saying Idaho is a disgusting part of the country.
No, I didn't say Idaho was. I said Coeur d'Alene is a disgusting part of the country only because of the population, not because of the beauty of the area.
Because of the
beautiful
white population? Because of the white population?
Because of the mentality of some of the white population there.
Who said said that.
Yeah, I did.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Have you been to Coeur d'Alene? How many times have you been to Coeur d'Alene?
I haven't. But
you've never been to Coeur d'Alene.
No, I've never been down to the Zion. I've never been down to all the black areas. Yeah.
That's not the conversation here. All right, so have you, do you know anything about Coeur d'Alene? Did you hear about Coeur d'Alene before the issue?
Bob. I'm not talking about Coeur d'Alene, some little bitty town.
So you don't know about it?
You're talking about guns. No, you didn't.
Okay. Well, why are you calling me? Why are you calling me and busting me on something that I said based on the fact that I've been to Coeur d'Alene and you haven't been there?
And why are you saying...
No, answer that question, Bob. Why are you calling up and busting me when you haven't been to Coeur d'Alene and I have been?
You know why? Because you're a negative, disgusting little twit.
All right, Bob, I think we've ended the conversation.
Nice. Keep up the smart work, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to sleep tonight.
Are you
thinking
okay?
I don't know.
Do you need to take a break?
I don't know. I mean, that was pretty rough. I mean,
what, he called you a twit?
A twit?
A twit?
I am the most positive person Bob knows. I'm very positive. I'm realistic, but I'm positive. And Bob sounds like one of those guys who wants to be a bully, but he doesn't have the intellect He doesn't have the intellect to back up his argument. He wants to bust me on Coeur d'Alene, and the guy's never been there. And he doesn't know crap about Coeur d'Alene. And he wants to bust me on the people who live there? I know, dude. I've been there. So, again, this is... these are the ideal hardcore Trump supporters. They follow his bully mentality, but they, like him, don't have the intellect to back things up.
You're telling on yourself, Bob. When you hear us correctly point out that part of Idaho is well documented for being a place where neo-Nazis and white nationalist separatist weirdos go to live on little ranches and live on little compounds and do their little, you know, cosplay out there with their guns and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Everybody knows this, man.
Like, it's cosplay.
This is not a scoot on the air original. We've been knowing this for some time.
Yep.
So if you get upset... When Scoot says there's a bunch of right-wing wackos and neo-Nazis in Idaho, and Bob's response, how dare you say that? Like, why are you upset to hear that, Bob? Yeah. What is it about you? What is it about you, Bob, and your life and your philosophy that makes you feel defensive when we say something as simple as there are neo-Nazis in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to align yourself with them, that's one thing, but, you know, you should understand, and I say this all the time, that's not all conservatives. That's not even all right-wing radicals. That there is a very small segment of right-wing radicals who have that kind of mentality. They're anti-government. They're white nationalist. They're white supremacist. They're neo-Nazis. That's not an opinion. That's a hardcore fact. And I'm very positive in terms of dealing with the facts, and I'm very positive about life, and I'm very positive about America. So, you know, I feel badly if, you know, you're just kind of want to be on the attack and just attack people. I mean, that's this attack mode that's in America right now. Just attack, not knowing, but still wanting to attack. Let's do a couple of text messages.
Sure. Here's the text right at the top of the pile. It says, the Aryan Nation established their headquarters at Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, yeah, in the 1980s. I'm sure we'll get more texts about Bob, but we got a ton of texts about this French Quarter situation.
Okay, let's read some of those.
And Rusty, Rusty's here today. He says, exactly. Guns are everywhere. Why should everybody be allowed to have a gun just like drinking? Why do they let everybody just walk around and drink? They should not do that either. I mean, if certain people don't know how to act when they drink in New Orleans, then nobody should be allowed to drink? LOL. Once again, we are mad at the wrong people. You should be mad at the people who don't follow the law and are criminals. No matter what gun laws would be in effect, they would still have guns and commit crimes. Maybe we can close all the daiquiri shops as well and not let people drive in the city either, because some people are out there drinking and driving and they hurt people. That's all the same philosophy.
No, it's not really. I mean, I get that point, but I'm simply saying that why would you go to the quarter if you thought you needed to have a gun with you? I mean, what's the answer to that simple question? If you thought you had to bring a gun to the quarter because it's so dangerous, why would you go to the quarter? Why doesn't somebody want to just answer that question? I mean, again, if you're somebody who carries money, if you're, you know, in certain situations, yes, you might need a gun for protection. That's different. But if you're just out to have a good time, why are you bringing a gun with you if you feel like you need to have a gun in the quarter? And I don't think guns belong in the quarter. There's too much drinking and there's too much that goes on there. There's a reason why guns have not been allowed in bars. There's a reason for that. People get drunk and they do really stupid things. And it's one thing to do something stupid. It's another thing to have a gun and do something stupid, because sometimes you do something stupid with the gun. And this is not at all about the responsible gun owners in America.
Here's a text that says, as a worker on Bourbon Street in my early 30s, I always, without a doubt, carry my legal firearm. Anyone who works on or in that area, at least in my age group or my friend group, does the same. It can be a scary place at night. That's my reason.
Well, I understand that, and I agree with that reason. But why am I going to go to the quarter if I think I need to have a gun?
You mean like if you don't work there?
If I don't work there, why am I going to go party there? Why am I going to go have fun in the quarter if I feel like it's so dangerous I need to have a gun? Now, it might sound a little hypocritical for me to support the people who work there who need guns, who feel like they need a gun. You know, many of them are walking around late at night. They're walking on streets that you're not walking on because they parked one place and they have to walk down sometimes dark streets to get to where they're going. So that's a more dangerous situation than just being with the crowd on Bourbon Street or with the crowd on Royal Street. So why would you need a gun to go to the quarter? Why would you want to go to the quarter if you thought you needed a gun?
And I'll leave you with this one. Text says, criminals bring guns into the French Quarter, and then the district attorney dismisses the charges. That's why I sometimes carry more often in New Orleans than I do elsewhere.
Well, I understand that, and the district attorney should not do that. I mean, you know, people who have guns illegally, they should be prosecuted, period. I mean, it doesn't do any good to have new gun laws on the books if we don't support the gun laws we have. All right, if you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We'll get to more of your calls and more of your texts. Also, in the next hour, we're going to talk about Donald Trump visiting Alligator Alcatraz. Seem to really have fun with the idea that if anybody tries to escape, they're going to be eaten by some creature in the Everglades. But that's the kind of thing that he gets off on. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1972, Neil Diamond had the number one song in America. It was this song, Song Song Blue. This song sucks. Neil Diamond did a lot of great stuff. He did a lot of really bad stuff. And I hated this song the first time. I mean, I was playing music, you know, back in these days on the air. And I thought it was terrible then. It's terrible now. I can't believe I can't, you know, it was a different world in 1972. But it's hard to believe that this song ever made it to number one. But it did. It's just awful. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be right back on WWE.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
If you will. All right, yeah, it's hot. It's July 1st. It's, of course, it's hot. And we've got some showers, nothing new. But, hey, in a couple of months, we'll have a cold front through here. It's going to be really nice in the fall. So we just have to enjoy this. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us.
Look, sorry to interrupt, but before we move on, there's a text right at the top of the pile that says, hey, Scoot, why are these Trump supporters so mad?
You know, I have wondered that. I don't get it. Your candidate won. He's doing things you want him to do. I want to open it up for that question, too. Let's talk about that today. If you're a Trump supporter, or if you're not a Trump supporter and you want to answer the question, this is a really good question. Why are Trump supporters so damn angry? And collectively as a group, you are angry. I see it in posts on social media. I see it in text to the show. I get emails occasionally from angry Trump supporters. We get calls from angry Trump supporters. Tell me why you're so angry. Your guy won. He's in office. He's in control. He's doing the things that I guess you want him to do. I mean, he's failing in a lot of areas. But why are you angry? You shouldn't be angry at anybody but him. I mean, if you're angry at anybody, you should be mad at Trump because he's not living up to every campaign promise. But why are you mad? Why do you have this angry mentality? I want to talk about that this afternoon because it's a great question. The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to John in Metairie. Hey, John.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon. Well, first, I'm going to answer that first question, that last question of yours. How do we really know that it's Trump supporters that are being angry? That could be a bunch of Democrats trying to say that they're Trump supporters.
Yeah, kind of like the Democrats that did the whole January 6th. That's ridiculous, John. I mean, don't let that go. Don't let that go like I'm going to let you blame Democrats. It's Trump.
That's my opinion.
Okay, it's your opinion.
How do we really know that that's Trump supporters?
Well, because people call up and they say things that indicate that they are supporting Trump, and I don't know why they're angry. So why are they angry? All right, go ahead.
I don't know
John.
Why either, because he's doing exactly what I want him to do.
Okay, so you're not angry. You're not angry.
So, but now to the gun thing.
Okay.
It's my right as a taxpaying citizen of this state to be able to want to go wherever I want to go. All of Orleans Parish is dangerous. There's a criminal element out there. I'm not going to stay away from the quarter just because there's criminals there. So I will carry a gun. Even the lakefront can be dangerous, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I blame it on law enforcement for not cleaning it up and being out there.
Tell me two of your favorite places in the quarter, John.
Well, I'm a rideshare driver, and I live in Jefferson Parish, and I wish the Jefferson Parish government could take over Orleans Parish. You know, but that's.
But if you're,
know,
I mean,
you
if
know,
you're if you're doing rideshare and you're in the quarter and you're, I mean, I can see why you would want to have a gun. But I mean, are you going out and partying in the quarter?
No,
okay.
I'm not.
Why not?
Because I have no business being in a quarter.
Okay.
I'm not a tourist. I'm not a tourist.
Okay.
Fan of the city.
So my question is: the people that say I don't know if they're going, but they say they want to go to the... I think it's a bigger deal. I think people want to say or want to believe that they can carry a gun anywhere, even though many people who want to carry a gun to the quarter are not actually going to the quarter, but they want to be able to say that they can carry a gun to the quarter if they want to. But if you're a rideshare driver, John, I can understand why you would want to have a gun.
I mean, you know, and anywhere, and look, I'm going to be honest with you. There's certain areas of New Orleans that I will not accept rides out to. I will not go out to New Orleans East, and I will not go into Holly Grove.
I understand. I mean, I understand. It's sad. There are a lot of good people who live in Holly Grove. They don't have a choice. A lot of good people live in New Orleans East. They don't have an option. And it's sad that those areas have been so infested with thug mentality. It's sad. All right, John. I do. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, no, I just have one quick thing I want to say. Sure. I actually picked up an elderly lady, black lady from the airport and took her way out Chef Highway to home one day. And when we turned on her street, she told me, "Mister, when you drop me off, lock your doors and get out of here."
Wow.
Now that's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad because she doesn't. Think about you. You can drive away from it. That woman lives there with it.
Right.
And that's really sad.
But that's sad when you got to think about that for your own neighborhood.
Yeah, I understand. John, I appreciate the call. All right, if you have a comment, you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the air calendar, it was on this day in 2004, Glenn Campbell began serving 10 nights in jail, along with 2 years of probation for a November 2003 drunk driving hit-and-run collision. He was 68 years old, and he was sentenced to 75 hours of community service and fined $900. Have you ever seen Glenn Campbell's mugshot? Man, it doesn't even look like him. He was in bad, bad shape. Oh, speaking of bad shape, have you seen pictures of Tom Brady leaving the Bezos wedding? Leaving there in Venice when he was leaving Sunday? Have you seen pictures of him? Man, when I was really drunk and hungover, that's the way I felt. I felt the way he looked. Man, I think Tom tied one on. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, sad day on the Scoot on the Air calendar. On this day in 2005, Luther Vandross died at the age of 54. Suffered a stroke 2 years earlier, and he was in a wheelchair, and he passed away on this day in 2005. Great, great R&B singer. I'm Scoot, and glad you're with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Donald Trump has a new fragrance out. You can now support the President of the United States by buying his cologne. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. Let's go to Mid-City. Mike, welcome to our show.
Hey, what's up, Scoot?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. I was telling you. I listen every day, but I just haven't been calling.
It's okay.
But I've been listening. The reason why I can't go to the French Quarter, Scoot, it's to feel safe. Hey, the French Quarter, the Bourbon Street, it is a magnet for predators, just as it is a magnet for tourists. And if you're from here, I feel safe in my house with a gun. Mm-hmm. Even though I got locks and everything, I can lock myself in the house, I feel most safe with a gun. So, but now, if you're going to go out there to drink, well, that's a different story. Yeah. Because if you're going out there to drink, you shouldn't be carrying a weapon if you're going out there to drink.
But, Mike, do you understand my question? My question is, if you feel like you need to have a gun to go to a party or to go somewhere, why would you go to that party? I mean, I wouldn't go.
That's a good question. I went to a funeral Saturday, and the funeral director had a gun, and they had signs on the door letting people know not to bring their weapons into the place. So, I mean, it is what it is, Scoot.
Yeah. No, I know it is what it is, but that doesn't stop us from talking about it. All right, Mike, I appreciate the call. Listen, stay safe out there, okay? We don't want any of our listeners to die.
Nobody does. Okay. Nobody wants you to die.
All right. Be careful. Well, I don't know. I think some people want some people to die, but anyway, that's another story for another show. All right, we still have a lot to talk about, including Donald Trump's visit to Alligator Alcatraz and also the new Trump cologne. It's on sale now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.